the Lord for life spare to another broadcast time. You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. Wherever you are listening to this international broadcast, we welcome you, trusting the Lord will make it a blessing to your spiritual life.
I wandered, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening, glad carols I sing, and this is the reason I walk with a king. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. For years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found. But now, like the birds and the sunbeams of spring, I'm free and rejoicing, I walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King. O soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you He would bring. Come into the sunlight and walk with the King. I walk with the King, hallelujah. I walk with the King, praise His name. No longer I roam, my soul faces home. I walk and I talk with the King.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege we have of walking with the Lord. You have told us in your Scriptures what you require, that we love mercy, that we do justly, and that we walk humbly with our God. We pray that as our broadcast service goes forth to this precious congregation today, it shall be accompanied by Thy Spirit, and it'll be a blessing to each and to every heart. We pray for our congregation. We know that they have burdens, problems, and cares, but You've told us to cast all of our care upon You, for You care for us. So bless our precious congregation today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you own the riches of this world, if you had great treasure, what would the profit be when you must die? If your name's not in the book of life, rather have my name in heaven's book. I'd rather have my treasures up above.
Our subject for today's broadcast, the saints, and our text of scripture is Deuteronomy chapter 33 and verse 3. Yea, he loved the people, all his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy words. Now, no one can be made a saint after they die, and no church can make anyone a saint. Saints are not angels, and they are not humanly perfect. They are not above making mistakes. They are a holy people. Some of God's saints are in heaven. They have gone on to be at rest with the Lord. And some of the saints are still on the earth. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these sayings, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Jude chapter 1, verse 14. Paul expressed a desire to depart and to be with Christ. Philippians 1 and 23. So some of the saints are in heaven with the Lord, but some are still on the earth. Paul, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. Yes, to the saints which are at Ephesus. That's Ephesians 1 and 1. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, with all the saints. 2 Corinthians 1 and 1. And so there were saints in the congregation of the Church of God in Ephesus. There were saints in the Church of God congregation at Corinth. And, of course, there were saints in other congregations as well. Now, God has made some very precious promises to the saints. He will preserve them, is one promise. You that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 97 and 10. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 8. So remember, saints are not angels and they're not humanly perfect, but they are living holy, righteous, and godly lives in this present world, and the Lord has promised them grace. I will not let you be tempted above that you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way of escape. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Now, the duty of all God's saints and Christians, saints of God, saints are Christians and Christians are saints, the duty of all of God's saints is to assemble themselves, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalm 50:5. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praises in the congregation of saints. Psalm 149:1. Yes, whenever true Christians gather together and worship the Lord, they are a congregation of saints. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praises in the congregation of the saints. Again, that's Psalm 149:1. To fear the Lord. The saints of God, true Christians, are indeed to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord and keep his commandments. God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. Psalm 89:7. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. Psalm 34:9. To love the Lord with all your heart. Oh, love the Lord, all ye his saints. Psalm 31:23. Now, beloved, again, I want to emphasize the fact that you must be a saint in this time world, for no one can be made a saint after they die, and no church can make anyone a saint. It is only through the saving grace of Almighty God, through the supreme sacrifice of the Son of God, that we can be delivered from sin and from the powers of darkness and become a child of God, a Christian, a saint. And God's saints are commanded to be joyful. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Psalm 149:5. To sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. Psalm 30:4. And the saints of God are to contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. You'll not have to do that in heaven. No, you won't have to do that when time is no more and you've gone to be with the Lord. But in this time world, when we are living in such a wicked and sinful age, false religion on every hand, people departing from the faith, mocking and making fun of the truth and of the saints of God, we are to contend for the faith. Jude said, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And beloved, God's word was delivered through the Old Testament prophets, through the apostles, and through those that we find in the New Testament. God's word is comprehended in the Bible, and God has never given anybody another book. No, God has never given anyone else a book other than his own holy, inspired word of God. And when Jude said we should contend for the faith, he was talking about the faith of the gospel. Paul said in Ephesians 4:4, there is one faith. And there, the word faith is not faith in the sense of believing in the Lord, or believing for this miracle or for this answer to prayer, but it's talking about the teachings of the Word of God. What faith are you of? Well, there's only one true faith, and that's the faith that Jude is telling us that we are to contend for. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Jude goes on in that fourth verse and explains why it was necessary for them to do so, because men had crept in unaware, and they were denying the truth, and they were trying to turn people away from the truth. And it's still true today, beloved. If we're going to live the Christian life, stand firm for the truth, we must contend for it against all the powers and forces of evil. Now, there are privileges of being saints of God. To be a part of the everlasting kingdom of God is a wonderful and a marvelous blessing and a privilege. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever. Even forever and ever. So Daniel said in Daniel 7 and 18. No, the kingdom of God is not a literal kingdom of 1,000 years. The kingdom of God is an everlasting kingdom. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess it. The kingdom forever, even forever and ever. We also read, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Romans 14 and 17. And so it is the privilege of saints today to have the favor, the approval, and the blessings of Almighty God. And through His saving and keeping grace, we can live righteous and godly. And we can have peace. Yes, they that are justified through faith. And we have peace with God. And Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So Jesus told the disciples he would give them his peace. He would leave his peace with them. And we are to joy in the Lord. If anybody has anything to rejoice about, it is indeed the salvation of their soul, their deliverance from the bondage of sin. So remember, the kingdom of God is not literal. It's not meat and drink, but it is righteousness. Yes, righteousness, the grace of God that bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. So the kingdom of God is a present reality. But it's not meat and drink. It is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Now, saints are to pray for one another. But nowhere, and I emphasize that, nowhere are we instructed to pray to the saints. That's part of the things that are required for a certain church to make a person a saint. But nowhere are we told to pray to Mary, nor to Paul, or to any other. No, we are to pray to God, and we are to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus told the disciples, here before you have not asked anything in my name. But now I say unto you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So the only one that we are told to pray to and to pray in the name of is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Nowhere are we told to pray to a saint. They do not hear us. They do not know, even those that have gone on to be with the Lord, they don't know what's going on down here on this earth. And they do not hear your prayers. No, they don't. But the Lord does, even though He is in heaven, even though He is at the right hand of the Father, He hears us and He makes intercession for us. So if you want to pray and get a prayer answered, first of all, be saved and live right, and then pray to the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are to pray one for another, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 18. And we are to love one another. Yes, we are to love one another with a pure heart fervently. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Ephesians 1 and 15. You cannot be a child of God, you cannot be a saint of God, and have bitterness and malice in your heart. You cannot be a saint of God, a child of God, and hold grudges against people, or have an unforgiving spirit. For Jesus has taught us in the Scriptures that if we want the Father to forgive us, we must forgive those who trespass against us. Peter said, well, shall we do it 7 times if one tongue? Jesus said, not 7 times, but 70 times 7. Or 70 times 7. Yes, that's what, 490? In other words, there is to be no end of our willingness to forgive even those who do wrong against us. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, we are to love one another. First of all, we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then we are to love the truth and live it. And then we're to love one another. And beloved, whenever you have a congregation of saints who really and truly love one another, they'll stay together. The devil will not be able to divide them or to separate them. The Spirit of God has never divided God's people and never will. So we are to love one another. We are to love the saints. And to be perfect by the giving of spiritual gifts. The church is to be perfected, I should say, by the giving of spiritual gifts. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So Paul wrote in Ephesians 4 and 12. Before this verse, he enumerates different gifts that are given to different members of the body of Christ. And Paul said, these gifts are given, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints. Not people up in heaven, but here on earth. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, the saints of God are to be rewarded when Jesus comes. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 27. Yes, there is a reward. In fact, there is a reward for everybody. But only a good reward, only a righteous reward awaits the saints of God. Every man shall be rewarded according to their works. If your works are evil, if you die in your sins, then your reward will be evil. But if you live a Christian life, a saint of God in this world, and you go to be with the Lord, you shall receive a righteous reward. I might also add that saints who depart this life and go to be with the Lord do not receive their reward at that time. The reward will be given when Christ comes to judge the world, for he shall bring his reward with him. To be rewarded with a good reward, you must be a saint of God and live a holy and a godly life in this present world. And by the grace of God, it can be done. For as Paul was told by the Lord, my grace is sufficient for you. And the Lord said he would not let any of us be tempted above that we are able to bear, but would with every temptation make a way of escape. So to be rewarded with a good reward, you must be a saint of God and live a holy, righteous, and godly life in this present world. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the truth with this precious congregation today. May the Holy Spirit use it to bless hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now you can buy insurance plans to pay you when you're ill. And if your earthly house should burn, a new one you could build. Insurance on your earthly wealth, your silver and your gold. Just read God's book, don't overlook insurance on your soul. assured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of death shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the grave? The precious Savior stands and waits and knocks upon your door. He'll enter in and set you from death forevermore. The only fee you'll have to pay is humble words of prayer. Give up this world with all its wealth and be a millionaire. Insured beyond the grave, protection on your soul. When this old house you're living in, the hands of death shall hold. Your policy will pay your way and cover you in clay. What have you got if you are not insured beyond the
thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing, and we urge you to write and let us know. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net, and our webpage address www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6, and they are broadcast live over the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin and Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, will come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man. His breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, and that is why I love Him. star.